Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Zayin, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis as we come to the last daf of the first parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. So the Mishnah discussed different types of batei dinim, and at the very end, the Mishnah discusses the Sanhedrin Agadol. And Amachloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, how many members the Sanhedrin Agadol was comprised of? The Chachamim say 71. That's what everybody knows. Rabbi Yehuda says it wasn't 71, but rather it was 70. Says the Chachamim in the Mishnah, how do I know that the Beis Din HaGadol was Shal Shivim Ve'echad Shenema? Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Baal Yischa that Hashem tells Moshe, Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikney Yisrael, go gather 70 Zekenim, U'Moshe Al-Gabeim. So Moshe gathered 70. Moshe himself was a member of the Sanhedrin. 70 plus 1, which was Moshe, 71. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rabbanon, the Amri of Moshe al-Gabeyim. How did the Rabbanon know that Moshe was al-Gabeyim? Meaning, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is right. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is right in that it was only the 70 Skenim that Moshe gathered that were the members of the Sanhedrin. But Moshe himself, perhaps, wasn't a member of the Sanhedrin. A makro, say the Chachamim, because the Pasuk says that what are the Sanhedrin going to do? It says, V'siatzfu shom imach. They are going to stand it with you. And the Rabbanon with you in the sense that they're going to be together with you, they're going to sit with you, eat the lishkas agazes, they're going to be members of the Sanhedrin with you. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to gather 70. The 70 are going to be imach, not 71 members of the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda darshan imach? Mishum shechina. Imach doesn't mean that they're going to be together with you in the Sanhedrin sense, but they're going to be together with you wherever you're going to be able to go. They're going to be able to go. Rashi says, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to stand outside of the Oyel Moed, so too the 70 Skenim would have to stand outside of the Oyel Moed. Rashi says another pshat that it could be these 70 Skenim, we're going to see the parish in a moment, but these 70 Skenim that weren't just members of the Sanhedrin, they were also Nevi'im, they got their Nevuah through Moshe. So Moshe was the conduit through which the 70 Skenim were able to get their Nevuah. Thus, they had to be Imach together with Moshe, because if they weren't going to be with Moshe, there was no way for them to get their Nevuah. But Imach doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be members of the Sanhedrin together with Moshe. So the Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, they were members of the Sanhedrin. Moshe was not Al-Gabeim according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanhedrin was made up of 70 members, not 71. Rabbanan, says the Gemara, the Rabbanan maybe agree. It could be, you're right. The Siatz Vusham Imach doesn't necessarily mean imach that they'll be members of the Sanhedrin together with you, but rather there's another pasuk. Oh my krav, nasu itcha b'maseh ha'am itcha va'at pa'adayot, that the 70 members of the Sanhedrin were going to assist Moshe in carrying the load that was the nation, and it's from the word itcha, together with you. You will be together with them. Whatever they're going to do, you're also going to do. So if they are members of the Sanhedrin, Moshe, you'll also be a member of the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda, itcha b'dayim alocha, itcha there means something else, not with you. That Moshe and the 70 members will be together in all functions, thus proving the Rabbanan's point that Moshe was a member of the Sanhedrin. But Itcha is coming to teach me b'doymin l'cha, that just like Moshe Rabbeinu, says Rashi, was a miyuchis, and just like Moshe Rabbeinu was pure from all physical blemishes, he was minuka mimum, so too the 70 zekenim had to be like Moshe. So Itcha again doesn't mean with you, but itcha means like you, says the Gemara of Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon can't darshan the first imcha, v'siatzvu sham imcha. They now can't darshan v'nasu itcha b'masa'am. Rabbi Yehuda has a good response to both. So says the Gemara, why didn't the Rabbanon, like Rabbi Yehuda, say v'nasu itcha is just coming to teach me that the 70 skenim had a B of the same caliber as Moshe? Mechitesi, the pasuk is coming to say that they would be partners, they would be together members of the Sanhedrin, because the Rabbanan say that this idea that the members of the Sanhedrin had to be miyuchasim, and they had to be naki mimum, is learned out from another pasuk. Mivahaka me'alecha v'nasu itcha nafko. Now that's a pasuk in Parshas Yisra. That's not talking about the Sanhedrin HaGadol, that's talking about some of the smaller batei dinim, the Sanhedrin Ketano. But v'yalfi Sanhedrin Gedolim is Sanhedrin Ketano. That if you see from the Sanhedrin Ketano, v'haka me'alecha v'nasu itcha, what does itcha mean? B'day me'alecha. So if members of a Bezal Shachav Gimel had to be miyuchasim and menukim mimum, and certainly members of the Sanhedrin HaGadol would have had to have been miyuchasim and menukim mimum as well. Either way, we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, how many members the Sanhedrin HaGadol was made up of. According to the Chachamim, it was 71. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 70. And the truth is, it all comes from a parsha in Parshas Baloischa, where Hashem tells Moshe, Esfuli Shivimish Mizikne Yisrael, go gather 70 Zakenim. These Zakenim represented what the Sanhedrin Haggadah would mean to Klal Yisrael for generations, 70 Manigim. And the question is it 70 plus Moshe, in which case it'd be 71? Or maybe no, it's just 70. Moshe is not included. The Gemara said, my time in the Rabbanon, at first glance, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be right. It's not mashma mefurish anywhere in the Psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu was included to make up number 71, but it's based on a drasha, as we just learned, that the Rabbanon say that v'at bahadayu Moshe Rabbeinu was al gabeyem, thus it would be 70 plus 1. Now the truth is that this next Gemara is going to expound on this parsha, some Divrei Haggadah. So we're going to have another Amud of Haggadah to hear Masechta Sanhedrin. But some Divrei Haggadah regarding the parsha, the broader context of the Pasuk, from where we learn that the Bezdin was made up of either 70, 71. So I think it's kedai to go through a perek in the Torah. It's perek Yud Aleph, Parshas Bahaloischa, just to get a background for this next Gemara that we're about to learn. So perek Yud Aleph, again, Parshas Bahaloischa begins, Vayihi ha'am kimisoinanim, raz ba'oznei Hashem. And unfortunately, this is one of the themes of the 40 years of the Yidden in the Midbar. The Yidden were complaining about this, complaining about that. The Pasuk doesn't even say what they were complaining about. They were misoinanim. They were finding reasons to complain. And Hashem wasn't happy. Vayishma Hashem. Hashem heard the complaints of the Yidden. Vayichar apoy. He got angry. And Hashem caused the fire to emerge. And the nation, they call out to Moshe. Moshe did what he always did. He turns to Hashem and he davened to try to bail his people out. And the fire stopped raging, it extinguished. And they called, Moshe Rabbeinu did that place Tavera, ki bara bom esh Hashem. Miloshen hamavera sabera, fire, because there was a fire that had consumed the Ktzei HaMachana. And then the pasuk continues. Afsuf asher bekirboy hishavu taiva. But even after this story, where the Yidden saw that they would be punished for complaining, they continued to complain. And there was the Asafsuf. Rashi says this was the Erev Rav. And they had a taiva. What was the taiva that they had? Yoshuvu vayifku gabanei Yisrael vayoyimru mi achilenu basa. They turned to Moshe and they, since we left Mitzrayim and we've been in the Midbar, all we've been eating is man. Man was nice, but all we have is man. I want a shtick flesh. Mi achilenu basa. And they continue. Zacharnu es adog ashonecha b'Mitzrayim. Remember the fish that we used to eat when we were in Mitzrayim, when they were slaves in concentration camps in Mitzrayim. But we remember the fish that we used to eat when we were in Mitzrayim. Chino didn't cost anything. Esakishuim v'savatichim v'sachotzim v'sapzom v'sashumim. The fruits, the vegetables. Va'ata and today nafsheni yevesha in koil. Bilti alamon enenu. All we see is man. Says the Torah. Parenthetically, all Klal Yisrael sees is man. Let me tell you a little bit about man. And this is the other parsha of man. This is not the one you say on Tuesday. Right, this is the other parsha of man. Va'amon kizra gadhu ve'inu kein abdoilach. And three, four psukim over here in the Torah that describe the man. But either way, the Yidden are complaining. All we have is man. We want food. And every single member of Klal Yisrael now starts coming to Moshe and they want a shtick flesh. Va'yemer Moshe al Hashem. Moshe turns to Hashem. And Moshe says, I can't do this anymore. Lo mari yosel avdecho. Why are you being so bad to me? I thought at this point Moshe tells Hashem, I'd be a little nice achem by you. To give me the entire load of the nation. Did I give birth to this nation? Are they my nation? I'm just the leader. I took the job. But this is your nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are you forcing me to have to deal with this? Complaint after complaint. And he said, not just that, I can't satisfy them because me I only bustle lost his cholam hazeh. Where am I going to come up with the meat to be able to give the nation? Ki yifko laylemo tnali bustle v'neichela layuchal anoichi levadi lost his cholam hazeh. This is the punchline. I can't carry them by myself. Ki chaveh mi many. This load, Klal Yisrael, is just too heavy. Vim kocha at oisali. And if there's no way to lighten this burden, hargeni naharag, I ask you, Hashem, kill me in matzasi chen beinecha. If I have a little bit of chen in your eyes, this is my request. Val ereba rasi. I just don't want to deal with this anymore. It's a response to this. It's a response to Moshe Rabbeinu telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lama harayosa lehavdecha. Because of this bakasha that the Yidden made to Moshe, that they want slav and they're not interested in eating the man anymore. That Hashem tells Moshe, "Esfuli shivimish mizikne." Yisrael asher yodat geim zikne yom shoyter. Go gather 70 skenim. V'lokach toisem aloyim moir desyasu shomimach. You want help? I'm going to give you help. I'm going to give you a Sanhedrin. I'm giving you 70 skenim that are going to assist you in being able to deal with Klal Yisrael. And he says, bring them to the aloyim moir v'iradit v'divarti it kasham. I'm going to talk to you over there. V'tzalti min ruach asher alecha v'samti aleim v'nosu itcha b'masa am. These are the psukim that the Gemara just darshin. V'losisa atel v'adech. You will not have to carry this load all by yourself. And as it relates to the request that the nation made, that they want meat, is tell them, get ready tomorrow. Because you're going to get exactly what you wanted. You're going to get meat. Because you cried and you said, who's going to give me meat? Go tell them that Hashem tomorrow is going to give you meat. But not only am I going to give them one day's worth of meat? V'loy yomayim, and not 2 days? V'loy chamisha yomim, and v'loy esrim yomim. But ad chodesh yomim, a month's worth of meat, ad asher yetzei me'apchem, until it's literally going to be coming out of their nose. That's where this comes from. V'hoyel lechem lezoret. They're going to be disgusted because there's going to be so much meat. Yan ki ma'astem es Hashem asher bekir b'chem, because they were moyes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'atifku lufan of lemer, lo mozeh yotzonu mimitzrayim. I mean, they were complaining for leaving Mitzrayim. Why? Because they didn't have meat. So Moshe turns to Hashem. He says, there's 600,000 Yidden that I'm with. And you're telling me that you're going to give me meat for a month to feed 600,000 people? This is Moshe talking to Hashem. If you take all the fish of the seas of the world, there's not going to be enough. So Hashem tells Moshe, are you questioning my ability to serve meals to 600,000 Yidden? You're going to see now whether this is something that I can do or not. Moshe goes now, he's going to execute on what Hashem told him. Two things. Number one, Esfali Shiva Mishmi Zikna Yisrael, 70 people to assist him. And number two, he has to tell the Yidden that there's going to be slav. So he goes and he gathers 70 skein and vayamid oisim sviv ois oil, and he puts them around the oil. Vayered Hashem ba'onav vayedaber elov. And then the onon came down and it starts talking to them. Vayotzal min aruach asher olav vayiten al shivim askeinim vayhi kinoi chaleim aruach vayesnabu v'loyosafu. And these 70 skeinim, they begin saying nevor. Vayeshar rushnei anoshim ha'machna. And there were two people that remained in the machna. Shem ha'echad eldad v'shem ha'sheni meidad. They're two of the 70. Vatonach aleim aruach. The hemo baksuvim v'lo yotzwa ayala v'yis. And they too were saying nevuah b'machna. V'yoretz hanar. Rashi says this was Gershon, the son of Moshe. He hears the nevuah of Eldar Umedad, and this is all important for today's daf. Vayagid l'Moshe. He runs and he tells Moshe, and he says, Eldar Umedad misnabim b'machna. You know, Eldar Umedad, they're saying nevuah. Vayan Yeshua benun Mesharis Moshe b'bchura v'yemer. Yeshua benun hears that Eldar Umedad are saying nevuah, and he says, Adoni Moshe klam. He says, Rebbe, Moshe, kill them. Vayomer loy Moshe amakana atali. He says, you don't have to be a kanoi on my behalf. Umiyitin kol am Hashem nevin kiten Hashem es ruchei alein. I disagree with you. I don't want to kill them. Either way, so Moshe gathers the 70 skeinim, and now they together, Moshe now has a whole staff, they go together and they gather the Yidden. And he tell the Yidden, you requested slav, this is going to be slav. And the pasuk and the perek really concludes with the slav falling, and they have all this meat and flesh. But habasar aydenu ben shinayim, while the meat was still between the teeth of the Yidden, terem yikores va'af Hashem chor ba'am, Hashem got angry. I mean, this was all a setup. Hashem was going to give them what they wanted, but he was going to punish them as well. Va'yach Hashem ba'am, mako rabo mo'oid. And the Yidden had a horrible punishment. Vayikra eshem amokim mahu kivras ha-taiva ki sham kovru es ha-om ha-mesavet. They buried the balei taiva. Kivras ha-taiva nasu am chatzeros vayiyu b'chatzeros. This is a fascinating perek in the Torah, tucked away. It's in Parshas Ba'loischa, Sefer Ba'midbar, perek Yud Aleph. And on that note, we'll see some of the Torah Shabbal Peh on these psukim. Tanu Rabbanon. The pasuk says that after Moshe Rabbeinu gathered 70 skeinim, there were two in particular that remained in the machane. Vayisharu shnei anoshim b'machane. Yesh ha'imim, some say bekalpi nishtayru. That what does it mean that they remained? So pashut, it means they physically were in the machane. But it means more than that. They remained in the kalpi, in the basket. What basket? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe and he told him, I want you to gather 70 skeinim from this skeini Yisrael. How am I going to come up with 70? Meaning this 12 Shvatim So I have to take 70 and divide it by 12. I'm not going to get an even number. Ever shisha mikol shevet v'shevet. Should I take 6 from each shevet? 6 times 12 is 72. Nimtzu shnayim yisayim. I'm going to have 2 more than I was told to take. Ever chamisha chamisha mikol shevet. Should I take 5 from each shevet? Nimtzu asar chaseirim. Because 12 times 5 is 60. I'm going to be off by 10. Ever shisha mishevet zeh v'chamisha mishevet zeh. Should I take 6 from one shevet and 5 from another shevet? I'm going to be causing kinah. I certainly don't want to do that. Ma'asa. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Bir shisha shisha. He took 6 from each shevet. Vehevi shnayim. The shivim v'shnayim piskin. He took 72 lots. Al shivim, on 70 of them, kosav zokin. He wrote the word zokin. Ushnayim, 2 of them, he near chalik, he left blank. Bilam, the nasan, the kalpi, he puts it into this basket. Omar lehem, he told each one of the 72, skenim bo, utlu piskechem, go pick a lot. Kol mishalab yadi zokin. Omar kvak kvichich shamayim. Whoever took the word zokin, he told him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you to be one of the 70 skenim. Amisha alab yadi chalak. Whoever's was blank. Omar, he said, hamokim lechofetz becha. Hashem doesn't want you. Ani ma'esel lecha. There's nothing I could do from you. So what does this have to do with Vayisharu shneyam noshim b'machna? So Rashi concludes. Includes the story. Rashi says that what happened was that there were 2 lots that remained in the basket. And those were the lots of Eldad and Medad. Eldad and Medad were afraid to take one. Rashi says, "Shenisyaru shalayal b'yodan cholak." They were afraid. They just were afraid to play this game. So they didn't want to pick a lot. Those were the 2 lots that remained inside the kalpi, so that when we say Vayisharu shnei anoshim b'machna, tarti b'mashma, it means 2 things. Number 1, it means that they physically remained in the machna saying nevuah when the other nevi'im weren't saying nevuah anymore. Number 2, it means that their lots remained in the kalpi because for whatever reason they didn't want to take their lots. We spoke out in the Psicha, Amasach Sanhedrin, the Chassam Sofer, he says it in Teres Moshe, Parashas Pavloischa, he says it in a tshuva in Shailos Tshuvas Chayshe Mishpat, where he talks about how there are 70 nations, but really there are 72 nations. It's 70 and 72. It's merumas in, although there were 70 skenim, but really there were 72 lots originally. Eldon and Medad were mechuvin, Kineged, Bavel, and Edom. So we spoke out some Festa raid, a beautiful Chassam Sofer and Nakdama. But either way, the Gemara says, you find a similar idea when Moshe Rabbeinu resolved a predicament that he was in by making this type of geirah. The pasuk says, "V'lakachto chameshes chameshes shkolim legul geirah." So we know that once upon a time, the Bechor was the Kaddish. Because of Makas Bechoris, Hikdashti kol Bechor, so the Bechor was considered to be the Kaddish. And then Hashem said that when there's a Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha is going to go from the Bechor and it's going to be transferred over to Shevet Levi. The Kehanim came from Shevet Levi. It's going to be transferred over to the Levian. So Moshe Rabbeinu in Parashat Bamidbar is instructed to take all the Bechoris, match them up with all the Levi, and do a pidyon, like a pidyon aben, to transfer the Kedusha from the Bechor onto the Levi. The problem was, there were more Bechoris than there were Levian. There were 273 more Bechoris than Levim. There were 22,000 Levim. There were 22,273 Bechoris. So to match up one for the other would work for 22,000. But the 273 extra Bechoris that didn't have a Levi to be paid in, how are we going to get the Kedusha from the Bechor? So Hashem tells Moshe, take 5 Shkolim, similar to the 5 Slayim of Pidyon HaBen, when you pay the Bechor, today, for each Bechor, take 5. The problem was, how am I supposed to execute this? I should go over to 273 Bechorim and tell them I want 5 Shkolim from you. They're not going to give it to me because they're going to say, I should give it to you. Maybe the other guy should give it to you. It's 22,000 didn't have to give. Only 273 had to give. So Moshe said, how am I supposed to figure out who are the 273 that have to give? Right? If I'm going to go over to the Bechor, I'm going to tell him, give me the 5 Shkolim. You know what he's going to tell me? Kfar Pedani ben Levi. I think I was already redeemed by a Levi. Ma'asa. So what did he do? Hevi Esther Mishnayim Alof and Piskin. This is a little bit more tedious. He took 22,000 lots. The Kosav Aleim, and he wrote on them, Ben Levi. Then he took 273 additional lots, and Kosav Aleim Chamesh Shkolim. Bilalam. Nasan Bekalpi. This must have been a really big Kalpi. Amalem, he told him, Plu Piskechem, go pick out a lot. Mishal of Yelah Ben Levi, Amalek Farbatach Ben Levi. Whoever picked out a lot that said Ben Levi, he was good to go. Mishal of Yelah Chamesh Shkolim, who's ever said Chamesh Shkolim, Amalek, he told him, Tain Pidyoincha, you have to be paid to yourself, it's say, and only then are you going to be off the hook. Says the Gemara. Going back to the original Pasuk, El Doru Medad, Vayishar Ushnei Anoshim Bemachne. Zok the Gemara, Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon says, Bemachne Nishtairu. Doesn't mean that then it was Shtair Bekalpi. Means literally, they were in the Machna. They were remaining in the Machna. What does this mean? When Hashem told Moshe, go gather 70 skenim, Amru, they said, Eldar Umeida did, Ein Anu Royim Lo Isagdula. We're not worthy. We don't believe that we should be Nevi'im. Amru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoil Miat Damatzmechem, because you were a Novim, you acted humbly. Hareini Moisif Gedula Al Gedula Aschem. I'm going to give you more Gedula than I gave the other Skenim. Uma Gedula Hoisif Lem. What was this additional Gedula that Eldar Umeidad got? Sheha Nevi'im Kulam Nisnavu Upasku. Because the other Nevi'im, they said Nevu'ah, but Upasku. It terminated at some point. Veheim Nisnavu V'loi Pasku. But their Nevu'ah had more of a hemshach. It continued beyond when the other 70 Skenim said Nevu'ah. Meaning, the other 70 Skenim said Nevu'ah, or the other 68, said Nevu'ah, but their Nevu'ah was a very temporary Nevu'ah. So they go next to Moshe, outside the Oyel Moed, V'atzalti min Aruach, Moshe, the conduit, through Moshe, they get some Nevuah, but it was very temporary. They got a Nevuah. Then, Vizehu. Whereas Eldar Umeida, they were able to continue to say Nevuah. That was a special Gedula that they got. Why did they get it? Because of their humility. Says the Gemara, Manavu, Nesnavu, what was their Nevuah? Amru, they said, Moshe, Meis, V'Yeshua, Machnes, that's Yisrael, Aretz. They said that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die, and it's Yeshua ben Nun who's going to take the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. At that point, nobody knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't supposed to die in the Midbar until after the Chet of the Mei Meriva, which was going to happen later in Parshas Chukas. This is Parshas Baal Oischa. So at that point, no one knows. So Eldar Umeidad are saying Nevuah and the Machna. You know what the Nevuah was? Moshe Meis v'Yeshua Machnas. Says the Gemara, Abachon and Noyim Mishum Rabbalazah, that wasn't the Nevuah. The Nevuah was Aliske Slav Hei Misnavim. Ali Slav, Ali Slav. Right, we just read the Parsha in the Torah. What was the context? The Yidden are asking for meat. What's going to happen? Hashem is going to send a slav. At that point, the Yidden didn't know that. Eldar Umeidad were coming, and they were revealing inside information that they just received. They knew that Hashem was going to tell the Yidden, you're getting your flesh. You're going to get your slav. It wasn't going to have a good ending, but that they're going to get the slav. So that was the Nevuah. Nachman Amar, Iske Goygu Magog Hayu Misnavim. They were talking about the end of days. Goygu Magog Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Koyamar Hashem alekim ha'atahu asher dibarti biyomim kadmoyin biyad avodai neviyah Yisrael hanibim bayomim mahem shonim lahavi oischa ha'aleim al tikri shonim elashnayim." So this is a pasuk in Yechezkel that's discussing Gog u'Magog and talks about hanibim, which is nevuah, bayomim mahem shonim. But we're not reading shonim; we're reading shnayim. Ve'ezu hein shnayim neviim shenes nabu beperek echad. Where do you find two neviim in Tanakh that said nevuah at the same time? Heviyomer ze Eldar Umeidad. The two people that you find that meet that criteria would be Eldar Umeidad. So Eldar Umeidad are mentioned in a pasuk in Yechezkel talking about Gog u'Magog. That's the vayisharu shnei anoshim emachna. This is the nevuah that they're saying. Says the Gemara. Amar kol neviim kulan nes nabu pasku vehein nes nabu v'loy pasku. Eldar Umeidad got a special gedula because all the Nevi'im said Nevuah, but it was very temporary. Theirs continued a little bit longer. Says the Gemara, "Minol in the Pasuk." How do you know that the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im came to an end? Is it because the Pasuk says that they said Nevuah v'lo yasafu? And the way we're going to read the Pasuk v'lo yasafu means it didn't continue. Shaloi hoisif. And that said with regards to the other 68 Nevi'im. So you see the other 68 Nevi'im said Nevuah upasku, because it says v'lo yasafu, which means pasku, elamiyata. But if that's the way you read the word v'lo yasafu here, there's another place in the Torah where it says the same word v'lo yasaf. It says kol gadol v'lo yasaf by Maimon Har Sinai. The voice of Hashem was v'lo yasaf. Hachanami v'lo yasafu. Are you going to tell me that there too it means it didn't continue? The kol of Hashem did continue. Now we spoke about this at length in the daf. Bava Basra, Kuflam Adalit, Bava Basra, Kuflam and Hey. So we'll post a raid bite about this, very much related to this stuff, but we're not going to go into that now. This idea that Maimon Har Sinai wasn't just a one-time event, some historical relic that we cherish, as having happened in our history, but rather it's something that's chay v'kayim. It's kol gadol v'lo yosef. Elo, says the Gemara, what does it mean? D'lo pasak. What does it mean that the koil of Hashem and our Sinai was lo yosef? It means it didn't come to an end. It continued. So l'chur, if anything, if you're going to darshan the word v'lo yosefu regarding the 68 Nevi'im, it would be mashma that they said nevuah that didn't terminate. It continues. And that can't be the pasuk that tells me that the nevuah of the 68 Nevi'im came to an end. You know what the nuance is? You know what you see that Elder made that's Nevuah was a Nevuah that continued beyond the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im? Because when the Torah describes the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im, it says Vayisnabu. Vayisnabu is in the past tense, suggesting it happened, but it's not happening anymore. When the Torah describes the Nevuah of Elder Umeidar, it says Misnabin. Mitznabim is in the present tense, suggesting that it's something that's continuing. Adayim Mitznabim Bahochim. Either way, so we had three pshatim in the Gemara. What was the Nevuah of Elder Umeidar? According to one pshat in the Gemara, they were saying Moshe Meis V'Yeshua Machnas Laretz. The second pshat in the Gemara was they were talking about the Slav. That was the topic du jour, and that's what they were talking about. Ali Slav, Ali Slav. According to the third pshat, they were saying Nevuah about the end of days. They were talking about Melchemes Gogu Mog. Says the Gemara, Bishleim the Mandamah Moshe Meis. Bishleim, according to the Mandamah, that says that what was the Nevuah Moshe Meis? I understand the next part of the pasuk. What happened? Vayorat Sana Gershem Ben Moshe. Here is the Nevuah. He runs and he tells Moshe, Yeshua Ben Nun is sitting there, and what does Yeshua ben Nun say? Adoni Moshe Klein, kill them. It makes a lot of sense because what was the Nevuah? Moshe Meis. So Gershom, Moshe's son, hears these two Nevi'im saying Nevuah that his father's gonna die. He's not happy. He runs and tells his father, Yeshua ben Nun, who's Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmud, hears Moshe Meis. He's not either happy. So they both are Moshe for the covet of Moshe. Adoni Moshe Kloim. Elo the Mandama Hanachtarti Ma Adoni Moshe Kloim. But according to the Mandama that says that the Nevuah was about the Slav, or the Nevuah was about Goy Gumag, why did it have to be killed? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. It's like being a Talmud that's Moir Alach B'fnei Rabbi. Just like a Talmud can't pass in the Mokum Rabbi. These Nevi'im should not have been talking about. It wasn't Elder Umeidar's responsibility to tell the Yidden that they're going to get slough. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that should have done that. And by them doing that, they violated this concept of your Talmud, the Makom Rabbi. You should sit humbly on the side, let your Rebbe deal with it. And that's what they violated. Gemara asks, Bishleim, the Mandama Hanach Tarti. Let's flip it now. Bishleim, according to the Mandama that says that they said Nevu about the slough or about Gaigu Magoi, Kainu Dixiv, I understand why Moshe Rabbeinu had no issue with what happened. Miyite, right? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu respond to Yeshua? But no, I don't want to kill them. I'm okay with what they're saying. So it makes sense. According to the second two pshatim, Ela Lamandama Moshe Meis, but according to Mandama that says that the Nevuah was Moshe Meis, Meinach Avinichale, why was he okay with it? Says the Gemara, you're right, he shouldn't have been okay with it, but they didn't finish telling him the Nevuah. Meaning, had Moshe Rabbeinu known that the Nevuah was Moshe Meis, the Yeshua Machnas La'aretz, then Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, would have agreed with Yeshua, and he maybe would have gone along with Adoni Moshe Kloim. But they never told him the rest of the story. Says the Gemara, my Kloim. What does Kloim mean? So what does it mean when Yeshua ben Nun said, Adoni Moshe Kloim? Does it mean kill him? Is that what it means? Says the Gemara, no, it's actually not what it means. That's Pashup Shah. But that's not what it means. Amalei, he told him, Hotei La'aleim Tzorchei Tzibur, Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to get Elder Umeida to stop saying Nevuah? I have a great idea. Impose upon them Tzorchei Tzibur, the Hain Kolimele, and the Nevuah is going to go away by the wayside. How so? So we're going to see that in a moment. But before that, three Ha'aras. Ha'ara number one. So we have a whole Amid Gemara about Eldar Umeidar. So who exactly were Eldar Umeidar? Eldar Umeidar, again, I mentioned here in Parashas Ba'aloyischa, they're two of the 70 Skenim that represent the Sanhedrin, Ludoiros. 68 of them said Nevuah for a Shamuetes. Eldar Umeidar's Nevuah is in the present tense. It was something that outlasted the Nevuah of the Shaar Nevi'im. They say a controversial Nevuah. The Torah doesn't say what the Nevuah was. But when Gershom ben Moshe hears the Nevuah, he runs and tells his father. Yeshua ben Nun is sitting there. He says, Adoni Moshe Kloy. He gets really, really upset at them. And Moshe ben Nun says, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's okay. What was the Nevuah? We had three pshatim in the Gemara. Either the Nevuah was Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnas La'aretz, Alternatively, maybe they were saying Nevuah about the Slav, which was what had preempted the whole Esfali Shiva Mishmi Zikne Yisrael, or perhaps they were saying Nevuah about Mechemes Gagug Magog. But again, who exactly were Eldon Omeidot? It's interesting that the Targum Yonasan on that pasuk that discusses Eldon Omeidot says that Eldon Omeidot were Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam's brother. Knew that? So Moshe had two other brothers. He had a brother Aharon, he had a sister Miriam, but there were two other brothers. One's name was Eldad, and the other's name was Medad. But the Targum Edison says that they were Achim min ha'em, they weren't Achim min ha'av. Meaning, they were Yecheved's sons, but they weren't Amram's sons. And Targum Edison says that when Amram famously divorced Yecheved, after the gzeira of Kolaben, Hayulat, Hayoira, Tashlichu, Yocheved went and got married to somebody else. And she married El Tzofon, Ben Parnach. That's who she married. Afterwards, Amron remarried her, but it was during that interim period that she was married to El Tzofon Ben Parnach that she had two sons. The sons that she had were Eldor Meida, which, by the way, Al Pidine Torah, if she got married during the interim period, obviously Amram would not have had a right to remarry her, because that's Machzer Gushasai. But the truth is, she was also Amram's aunt, Deidase, which is one of the Arayas. The Torah says this is before Matan Torah, and this has to do with all the Kaida Matan Torah raid. But the bottom line is, says the Targum Yonasan, that Eldor Meida were really Moshe's brothers. They were Achim and Aim, they weren't Achim and Aim. What's interesting is that if you look at the Das Kenan Bali Toysis, right here, also on this part, he brings from Rab Amram Goyen, who heard from Rab Hillel, Shahoyim Eretz Yisrael. So there was a Tano, maybe it was a Goyen, that, not a Tano, a Goyen that lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he writes as follows: Ani Hillel Ro'isi Kivrei Eldar Umeidar. I saw the Kvarim of Eldar Umeidar, who were the brothers of Aharon Min Ha'av Eloi Min Ha'em. It said on the Matzeva that Eldar Umeidar were Achei Aharon, doesn't mention Moshe, but Achei Aharon and Moshe Luchura as well, Min Ha'ov, from Amram, not Menahem. So either way, clearly there was a Messiah that Eldon Umeidot were Moshe and Aharon's brothers. Targum Yonasan says Min Ha'em. The Matseva that Rav Hillel in Eretz Yisrael saw that he sent this letter to Rav Amram Goyen was that it was Min Ha'av. Either way, that's who Eldon Umeidot was. I'll tell you something interesting. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing a Cheresh, She'ina She'meya Ve'ina Medaber, who's treated in Halacha as not being a Bar Das. So in that context over there, the Gemara says as follows: V'hani Trei Ilmi, there were two Ilmim, an Ilim is someone that can't talk, the Havi Bishiv of Usei the Rebbe, who lived in Rebbe's neighborhood. B'nei Barte Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgoda. They were the grandsons of Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgoda. Amri lo, B'nei Achzer lo. Kol Amos, Havi Eili Rebbe the Beit Midrashim. Whenever Rebbe would come and give shir, Havi Eili V'yasvi come out. They couldn't talk. So they would sit by shir. U'menai de B'rei Shayu. Yeah, they would chuckle their cup, whatever Rebbe said. Tremendous facial expressions. They gave great feedback. U'merach Shepsif Sasayu. They'd even move their lips sometimes. But no one knew what they were talking about. So Ubayu Rabbi, Rachmi Alai, Rebbe davened for them. V'itzu, and they had a refuah shleima. V'ishtakhu, and once they were able to talk, they realized, Havi Gmiri Hilchus of V'sifra V'sifri V'kulashas. It's a lashon haGemara. They knew everything. They knew kol haTorah kulo. Said the Ramami Pano, the Megadim Chadashim brings this in Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Said the Ramami Pano, you know these two Ilmim were? These were not ordinary people. They knew kol haTorah kulo. Rebbe was blown away by them. They knew kol haTorah kulo. You know who they were? They were the Gilgul Neshama of Eldar Umeidot. And Eldar Umeidot, because they said Nevuah, an inappropriate Nevuah, they had to come back again on this world and to be Mesakin their Chet, which was the saying of Nevuah that they weren't supposed to say. They came back as Ilmim, as people that weren't able to talk. But the reason they had such Hoichin Neshamas that they knew kol haTorah kulo, because they're really a reincarnation. They're a reincarnation of Eldar Umeidot, who are from the Sanhedrin of the Dor Deah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Said the Chida, it's Merumas. Because Ilmi is Aleph Lamed Mem Yud. The first two letters of Eldar, Aleph Lamed. The first two letters of Medad are Mem Yud. Ilmi, Aleph Lamed Mem Yud, is a remez to Eldar Umeidot, because that's who they were. They're the reincarnation of Eldar Umeidot. And then he said something else. Yeshua Ben Nun said, Adoni Moshe Kiloim. This was a klal of Yeshua ben Nun. Ka'olem is oisiyos ki'ilim. That's why when they came back, they were niskalo. And you know what the klal was? Ki'ilim. They became like an ilim. It was the klal of Yeshua ben Nun. Adoni Moshe klal'em, kof, lamed, aleph, and the man. If you unscramble the letters, it's Ke'ilim. That's why they came back. Like Ilmim, the honey tree, Ilmi, they're the reincarnation of Eldar Medid. So that's who Eldar Medid was. But there's one piece over that's very relevant in Yonad Yema, both Tisha B'Av and Parshas Vaschanan. And that is Moshe Meis, the Yehoshua Machnas. The Mishnah Melech in Parshas Drachin, it's Drush Mini. It's a beautiful drasha. Very much related to Tisha B'Av, if you want to take a look. But the Mishnah Melech in Parshas Drachim quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says that when Moshe davened to Hashem, Ebron of the Era, beginning of Parshas Vaschanon, Vaschanon al Hashem be'isa hileimar, Ebron of Era, I want to be able to cross the Yarden, I want to be able to say Eretz Yisrael. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem tells Moshe, you davened to me two tefillos, both using the word na. You said Ebron of Era, let me cross the yard and I want to see Eretz Yisrael. And you said Slach no lavoyna omazeh kegoydol chasdecho. You asked that the Meraglim have kapora. Im yesh Ebrono. If you want me to answer Ebrono, I will, but ain't Slachno. I won't answer Slachno. Im yesh Slachno, if you want me to answer Slachno, ain't Ebrono. I'm not going to answer Ebrono. The Chassidim say over from the Rishon Rebbe that he used to say that there are 51 days when a person is supposed to be busy with tshuva and real spirituality from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Sukkot. So Chodesh Elul is 30 days. Sukkot ends Chaf Aleph Tishrei. So there's 51 days. So the Rishon used to say, Im yesh ebrona, if a person says, I'll do what I have to do for no gematria 51, nun aleph, for the 51 days, but ebrona, I can't wait till the Pesach because I really don't want to deal with it. You know, it's a rough part of the year. You have to do what you have to do, but really ebrona, I can't wait till it passes. Ain't slachma. You're not going to get your slicho. But the Medrash says, Hashem tells Moshe, if you want me to answer Ebrono, I'll answer Ebrono, but not slachna. If you want me to answer slachna, I'll answer slachna, but not Ebrono. Think the Mishnah Melech, it's a Medrash Pliya. Mayin Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. What does Ebrono have to do with slachna? These were two completely independent requests. You want to answer Ebrono, answer it. You want to answer slachna, answer it. You don't want to, don't. But Hashem tells Moshe, you want to go with Teretz Yisrael, you want me to answer Ebrono, that's fine. But I'm letting you know that the Dor HaMidbar, the Meraglim, they're not getting kapara, ain't slachna. And if you want the Dor HaMidbar to get kapara, you want me to answer slachna, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Melech, a Dover Neira. He says that the Gemara says that the Meraglim could get and actually will get kapara basalav. And the reason the Meraglim are going to get kapara loss of love is because when Hashem swore that the Meraglim will not be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, he was very careful with his lashon. And this is a lashon that we all say Friday night in Kabbalah Shabbos. Hashem nishbati ba'api im yuvoy in amunuchasi. Right? Hashem. Right, so where does that come from? Hashem nishbati ba'api im yuvoy in amunuchasi. We're talking about the shvuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore in the Midbar, Asher nishbati ba'api im yuvoy in amunuchasi. If the Dor HaMidbar is going to enter Eretz Yisrael, Dor HaMidbar is not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. Hashem swore they can't enter Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem was careful with his lashon. He said, Minuchasi. And the Ritva says, Masechtas Bava Metziah, that Minuchasi is bidiktok, which would imply that this Menucha right here, they can't enter. But what will happen if Hashem destroys Eretz Yisrael, and now there's Ke'ilu, another Eretz Yisrael, Hashem will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and there'll be another Beis HaMikdash, and then a third Beis HaMikdash. The Shvu was never Chal on the other Eretz Yisrael. It was never Chal on the other Beis HaMikdash. So look, the Medrash and the Rishonim, Amechiyach Halochas and Hilchas Nedarim and Shvuas from this Medrash, that Hashem was very careful. He said, Im Yevoyin El Menuchasi, which implies Menucha Zu Einam Ban, Avo Ban Hem LeMenucha Acheres. That means the Meraglim are going to come by the binyan bayis hashlishi b'meir b'yameinu. There will be the Dor HaMidbar. The Dor HaMidbar is going to come. And the reason Dor HaMidbar is going to be able to be there, Hagam Hashem swore they can't come, it's because Hashem swore Menucha Zu Einam Ban. But the Beis HaMikdash was in Charev. It was Charev twice. So by the third Beis HaMikdash, the Shvu already wasn't Chal. There's no reason they won't be able to come. Zok to Mishal Malach. We know that had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash could have never been Charev. Which means that had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, it would have always been Menucha Zu. Which would mean there'd be no way for the Meraglim and the Dor HaMidbar to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. Why could the Dor HaMidbar enter Eretz Yisrael? Hashem swore they can't enter Eretz Yisrael. The Teretz is, Hashem said you can't go into the first Beis HaMikdash. But we're up to number three already. So at this point, what's the... But had Moshe Rabbeinu gone into Eretz Yisrael, he would have built a Beis HaMikdash. There never would have been a second Beis HaMikdash and a third Beis HaMikdash. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis HaMikdash would have never been Charev. So being that Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis HaMikdash would have never been Charev, there would have been no way for the Meraglim and the Dor HaMidbar to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. If you want, Al Ebrono, you can go into Eretz Yisrael. That's fine, I'll let you in. But realize that if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you build the Beis HaMikdash, I have no out on my shvuah that I made to the Dor HaMidbar. So in Tzlachna, I can't forgive them. I can't forgive them. There's no way for me to make it as if they didn't do the Aveira and allow them to come, loss of love, because I made a shvuah. But if you don't go into Eretz Yisrael, in Ein Ebrona, then Yesh Lachna. Then there's an Eitzah. Because then there'll be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and there'll be another Churban Beis HaMikdash, and by the Bayis HaShlishi, I already never swore. So for the Bayis HaShlishi, there'll be no issues. That Beis HaMikdash, they'll be able to come. That's the connection between Ebrona and between Slachna. Says the Mishlo Melech, and he goes through Medrash after Medrash, B'tuv Tam, B'goynes V'charifos, based on this idea. But one beautiful thing he says is that we all know that when the Meraglim came back with the report and they told the Yidden what Eretz Yisrael is, guys, we think we're going to an Eretz Zavas Chalav Advash. It's nothing of that sort. It's going to be trouble. It's going to be tzaris. It's going to be really, really bad. And what did the Yidden do? Vayifku kolam balaylahu. And what was the laylahu? What was that night? What was that night? It was the night of Tisha B'Av. It was the night of Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Yidden get the report from the Meraglim on the night of Tisha B'Av, and it's on that night that they cry, says the Mishlo Melech. What's pshat? Why was it that the night that the Yidden cried about the Meraglim, that somehow became the night? It was right then that the seeds were planted for Churban Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Mishlo Melech, half of a fella. Because being that it was that night that Hashem swore that they weren't going to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, the only way for Hashem to be slachno lavoino amazek goydel chasdecho would be by saying it's menucha zuin and bon. But Abel Boyin have the Menucha Acheres, which means Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now they're going to be able to go in. Now they're going to be. That became Bochay Sifke Balayla. That's why. It's because of the Meraglim that there's Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's because of the Meraglim that there's Golos. It's because of the Meraglim that we haven't been Eretz Yisrael in over 2000. It's all because of the Meraglim. Because we're not for the Meraglim that Moshe Rabbeinu goes into Eretz Yisrael. Ebron of the era, Hashem accepts his Tefillah, he builds the Beis HaMikdash, and Yidden never have to be anywhere else. But I always had an interesting ha'ara. That is that Hashem gives Moshe the choice. He tells him, if you want Ebron of the era, I'll let you go in Eretz Yisrael. Or if you want Slachna Lavoina Amazaki Godel Chazecha. And clearly, which one did Moshe Rabbeinu choose? He chose Slachna. Because we know the Meraglim have Kapara Lasa Lavoi, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go in Eretz Yisrael. And at first glance, you would say, wow, this is what a true leader is supposed to do. He's willing to forsake his own personal request of Ebron of the era on behalf of his people. The Dor HaMidbar was Moshe Rabbeinu's people. And Moshe Rabbeinu is walking away from something that he personally wanted so badly. He was mispalot tefillos kevim v'eschanon on behalf of his nation. But Lefi Hanal, it was a very controversial call that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Because if you think about it, had Moshe Rabbeinu gone into Eretz Yisrael, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the Beis HaMikdash, which means that the Beis HaMikdash could have never been destroyed, which means the Yidden wouldn't have gone into Golus, there wouldn't have been a Churban Beis HaMikdash. So forget, let's take Moshe out of the equation. Let's look at it from the leader's perspective. On the one hand, there's a Dor HaMidbar that sinned. Hashem swore that they're not going to have Kapara. I can get them Kapara. On the other hand, I can go into Eretz Yisrael, build the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to go right to Yemei HaMashiach. We'll have utopia. We're not going to have to deal with a Churban and another Churban and a Holocaust and a Spanish Inquisition. We're not going to have to deal with any of those things. And Moshe Rabbeinu chose Slachna over Ebrona. Mechitesi. To me, it sounds like a very, very gutsy call. So I once asked this to Rav Shmuel Yankov, and he told me that pshat is because Eldar Umeidad Misnavim B'machin. We just learned the Gemara. Moshe Meis for Yeshua Machnes. We know the Rambam says that once a Navi says a Nevuah L'toiva, he says a good Nevuah, Hashem never backtracks from it. A Nevuah, maybe, but a Nevuah Toiva never backtracks. Once Eldar Umeidad said Nevuah that Yeshua Machnes, at that point, it was already too late, this Cheshvan. Even had Moshe Rabbeinu gone into Eretz Yisrael, even had Hashem answered Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, Yeshua would have been the machnes. Yeshua would have been the leader. Moshe would have gone as an elder statesman. But he wouldn't have gone as the manik. The manik at that point was already going to be Yeshua Benon, which means Yeshua would have built the Beis HaMikdash, which means the Beis HaMikdash could have been Charev. So that cheshbin of Moshe Rabbeinu going into Eretz Yisrael as the leader, building the Beis HaMikdash, and you have nothing to worry about, that was already off the table. Why? Because of our Gemara. Because Eldar Umeidot Misnavim B'machna Moshe Meis V'Yeshua Machnes. Either way, so you see from here that if you have a Nevuah that's Toiva and Ra, then maybe it's considered a Nevuah Toiva. That's a whole different discussion. Either way, that's the second Ara. The third Ha'ara is that, so what does Yeshua ben Nun say? Yeshua says, Adoni Moshe Kloim. So what does Kloim mean? So the Gemara says, Hotel Aleim Tzorchei Tzibur, Vein Kolim Eileim. You know what it means? Give them Tzorchei Tzibur, and you have nothing to worry about. Let's take a look at the top Tosfos. We do all the short Tosfos. Pirish, Nevuasam Kala, De'ein Shechina Shoira, Miteich Atzvos, Elim Miteich Simchi. You know what he told them? Give them Tzorchei Tzibur. If they have Tzorchei Tzibur, they're going to get ungesetzt. They're going to be depressed because Tzorchei Tzibur is depressing. So bing, they're going to get ungesetzt. They're going to lose their nevuah. She'ein shechina shoira mitoich atzvos elu mitoich simcha. Yeshua ben Nun never told Moshe to kill them. What do you have to kill them for? There's no reason to kill them. What he was disturbed by was the nevuah. He didn't want them to walk around town telling everybody, Moshe meis v'yeshua machnes la'aretz. So he said, I have an easy way out. You know what my way out is? Is give them Tzorchei Tzibur, make them do some community service, make them get involved with the tzibur, they're not going to enjoy it. It's going to take away from their simcha. And if they're not besimcha, there's no way for the shechina to be shayr on them. Because in order for the shechina to be shayr, you have to be besimcha. The hanavua kolam eileim, the nevuah is going to go away by itself. What comes to mind is the Gemara Masechtas Psochim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. You know, the Gemara says that sometimes if you look in Sefer Tehillim, it said there's many kapitach Tehillim that begin Mizmar Ludovin. And they're kapitach Tehillim that say Ludovin Mizmar. So Mizmar is a song, a niggun. Mizmar with David Mizmar. Says the Gemara, you know what it depends on? If David HaMelech was in a happy place, he was in a place where the Shekhinah could be shayra on him, mitoich simcha, then it was L'David Mizmar. But sometimes David HaMelech wasn't naturally in that place. And he couldn't tap into the Ruach HaKodesh and to the nevuah that he needed in order for him to write his psalms. So it was Mizmar with David. Moshe Rabbeinu had to take, David had to take out his harp. David HaMelech had to play music to put him in a place of simcha so that he should be able to be shayra. The Gemara there quotes that it says by Elisha, Va'ata kechuli menagin. Take a menagin, v'hoye kenagin ha-menagin, v'atihi all of Yad Hashem. He needed the menagin. He had someone that used to play music for him. What was the purpose of it? V'hoye kenagin ha-menagin, v'atihi all of Yad Hashem. Because it was dafka when the music was being played, it was then. But I think one thing you certainly see from here is that a person has an obligation to be a simcha. Because there are levels of spirituality, Hashreis Hashchina, that are impossible to achieve unless a person is besimcha. If a person is not behappy, right? Mitzvah gedoy uli is besimcha. But it's obvious because you see, a person can't achieve certain levels unless a person is besimcha. But I'm going to tell you something very interesting. And that is that if you look around, there's a lot of Maor Mekoymes that a person can't fully learn Torah and understand the Torah that he's learning unless he's besimcha. HaMelech said, Nachalti edoy secho la'olam, kisasoy libi'emo. That unless a person has a gishmak in learning, and he's besimcha while he's learning, it impacts his ability to understand learning. One of the memches dvarim, sha'atayr niknes behem, is simcha. That's right, there's 48 things. That's a long list, a lot of things there. But one of the memches dvarim, sha'atayr niknes behem, is simcha. Reb Chaim Volozhin and Ruach Chaim, on that Mishnah, the very end of Pirkei Avos, on that Mishnah says, ki haloy meid besimcha b'sha'achas, I quote, if somebody learns besimcha in 1 hour, he can learn yoyser harbe, mima she'yilmoid b'kameshois ba'atzvah. The bottom line is that when a person is besimcha, he's able to learn a lot more than he'd be able to learn if he was ba'atzvas. There's a beautiful Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in next week's parsha, Parshas Ekev. This is tremendous. So Parshas Ekev begins, V'hoya Ekev Tishmon Es Advarim Ma'ela. V'hoya Ekev Tishmon. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, we know that wherever it says Vayihi, it's a Lashon Tzar. Vayihi B'me'ach HaShverosh, it's always a Lashon Tzar. Whenever it says V'hoya, it's always a Lashon Simcha. Taitz is the Aruch Chaim. V'hoya Ekev Tishmonei Sashem Mishpatim Ha'ila. The Ekev Tishmonei Sashem Mishpatim. Before a person sits down to learn, Vahaya. Yes, maybe Simcha. Because if you're not Besimcha while you're learning, it's going to impact your ability to learn. And this is what he says at the end. Ki Divrei Torah Asurim La'Avon. And he says, by the way, you find that an Avon is not allowed to learn Torah. What does he mean? It sounds like what he's trying to say is that the reason an Avon is not allowed to learn Torah is because the Torah requires a prerequisite. The prerequisite is Vahaya. Ain't Vahaya Elulash and Simcha. An Avon's not Besimcha. So being that an Avon's not Besimcha, Mimele you can't learn. Pashit, you learn because the Torah is going to make him Besimcha. So if the Torah is going to make him Besimcha, an Avon's not allowed to be Besimcha like Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to learn. Why? Because Torah is Pekudi Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev. It's going to make you happy. Mimele, it's more than that. Simcha is a prerequisite, and the Avil is not allowed to check off that box. He can't be Vahaya. He can't have Simcha. Oh, if he can't have Simcha, Mimela, how's he supposed to learn Torah? It's for that reason that an Avil not allowed to learn Torah. But now I'm going to tell you something that will blow your mind. The Maril, in Lekutei Maril brings, Omar, Shemi'idim al Rabbeinu Tam, I'm quoting, they said, that people testified, they said, hey, this is about Rabbeinu Tam. Kshayuroitz a little Mike Tamtzis Mea Alacha Chamura, when he was learning a very shvera sugya, he was teeth in a very, very difficult, he was pasking a big tshuva, an aguna, something really, really difficult. Hayonoisein lefon of Telzhel Zehuvim, he would take money out of his safe, he would put it on his table, then Esrache Levi, it would make him feel happy, he saw the money that he had, the Lomad Bekoyach, and it gave him the energy and the strength for him to be able to learn. Should I read it again? This is the Maril, Omar, Shemeidim al Rabbeinu Tam. Kshayuroitze lil moitamtsis mehalocha chamura, hayonoisein lefon of tel shel zehuvim, venesrache v'liboy, v'lomad b'koichor. Tzadik HaKoyim brings it in Tzidkes HaTzadik. He talks about it. You see from here that a person has to be besimcha when he learns Torah. And even the great Rabbeinu Tam felt that there was certain madregas in Torah, difficult sugyas that he could only comprehend if he was besimcha, and he took something what at first glance would be pretty superficial. Ayisal al Asher b'Asheroi. He would take out a tel shel zehuvim, he would put his money, bank statements on the table, and he would go and he would teef into the sugya, and that was his way of being able to comprehend. Right, David HaMelech played music. Elisha b'Ahiya kenagin amenagin. Somebody was playing the violin, and Fatih Yol of Yad Hashem. The Rabbeinu Tam did the same thing. Either way, this is an idea that in order for a person to fully be able to learn, he has to be besimcha. We had here today, in order for a person to be zeichet nevuah, he has to be besimcha. But it could be the two are really related to each other. Based on the Chassam Sofer that we always say, that Soyda Hashem L'Reyav Mishah Paske Nevuah Nitlo L'Chachamim. What does it mean that Nevuah was given to the Chachamim? He says, you find Talmidei Chachamim, they have tirdas, they're busy with things, and somehow in a Shamu Etes, the Zoicha, to learn a tremendous amount of Torah. And he says, it's Nevuah. It's Soyda Hashem L'Reyav. That means if Talmidei Chachamim's Torah is predicated on Soyda Hashem L'Reyav, and Ein Shechina Shoyre Ela Mitoich Simcha. So it's really one and the same. In order for a person to be able to fully shteig in his learning, he has to be besimcha. You know why? Because in order for a person to really shteig in his learning, he has to come on to Soyed Hashem L'Reyev. That's the nitla nevuah min anaviyim v'nitna l'chacha. It's not possible otherwise. If it's not possible otherwise, you have to come on to Soyed Hashem L'Reyev. How are you going to get Soyed Hashem L'Reyev? There's only one way to get Soyed Hashem L'Reyev, and that is by being besimcha. Thus, the idea of a hoya ekev Asher Tishmon is Amishpatim Ha'ela, and this idea of Ein Shechina Shoira Ela Mitoich Simcha, like Yeshua Ben Nun said, Adoni Moshe Kloim, just Hatal Aleim Tzorchei Tzibur Ben Kolam Eileim. It could be it's all one on the same. Either way, Zok the Gemara weiter. Minayin Lahavi Yoit Shloisha. So now we return to the Sanhedre Ketano, and that is that. Take a picture. Email it out to. So, where's this going?
We need a bigger table.
Just bring your mattress. Keep it simple. Why are you learning in bed today? Shvara Sugya? So we have it. Sanhedrin HaGadol was either 70 or 71. And the Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23. What was the Cheshbon of 23? The Cheshbon was, it says, V'shoftu Eda, V'hitzilu Eda. V'shoftu Eda is 10. V'hitzilu Eda is another 10. Harekan Esrin, and how do you know the other three? Because it says that Achri Rabim Lahatos, but Letoiv Achri Rabim Lahatos is even one. Lera Achri Rabim Lahatos is only two. So you need at least two more than the 20. Again, you need 10 people saying guilty, 10 people saying zakai. You don't need that for sure, but you need the possibility for that to be the case. So the for sure has to be a minimum of 20. In order to go Achri Rabim Lerois, you would need two. Because Hatiyos Chalurah is Alpi Shnayim, said the Mishnah. It can't be an even number. That's how you end up with 23. Zokta Gemara. Soif, soif, Lura Alpi Shnayim, Lemishkacha Sos. And Gemara asks a technical question. That the Mishnah said that Hatiyos Chalutoyvo, when you go based on Roiv, Lutoyv, one more. Hatiyos Chalurah has to be two more. If the Bezdin Shalchav Gimel is made up of Chav Gimel, how are you ever going to go Basar Roiv by two more? It's either going to be three more, or it's going to be one more. But it's never going to be two more. How so? If 12 people say chayv and 11 say zakai, akati chadu. It's only one more. And yasorim mezakim shleish asam mechayv and tlasa hava. Just mathematically, it's not possible. So either it's going to be 13 and 10, or it's going to be 12 and 11. If it's 13 and 10, it's three more. If it's 12 and 11, it's one more. So where is it, Evan Ageya, that you go basar roiv l'ra al pishnayim? Amar abavo, iyat amoytze, it's only possible. Bimoy sifin, bidivrei akra. If you had to add, and that could work according to everybody, uba Sanhedrin gedoylo bali Rabbi Yehuda dama shivin. Or it's possible by the Sanhedrin agadol, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said 70. So let's work backwards. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanhedrin HaGadol was made up of an even number, 70. So what would be if the Sanhedrin HaGadol was presiding over Dinei Nefashos? Let's say that dealing with the Kohen Gadol, right? The Kohen Gadol's Dinei Nefashos had to be Al Pi Bezdin Shel Shivim Ve'Echad. So if 36 say guilty and 34 say innocent, so you're going based on Roiv, L'Rah, Al Pi Shnayim. You have two more saying guilty than saying innocent. So that's easy. You want to know where it's possible Achri Rabim Leroy Salpishnayim, the Sanhedrin Agadol, according to the Chachamim, it's an even number, it's right, they're not going to work. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could work. Additionally, it's possible that Maisifin Vidivri Akal. And Rashi says that this halacha Maisifin is really based on a Mishnah, Lekamon Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The halacha over there is discussing where one of the Dayanim said, any idea. Someone said, I don't know. So you had a Bezem Shachav Gimel, it's Dine Nefashis, 11 say guilty, 11 say innocent, one person. So what's the halacha? You add another two. So what happens if the two that you add both say guilty? So now you're going to have two more guilties over innocence. So that's what's going to be negeya. Achre ro'os b'shtayim. V'omer Rabbavo said on that note, that whenever you have to add dayanim, you're allowed to lekatchila add in a way where the Bezdin is going to be made up of an even number. What the Gemara refers to as a Bezdin HaShokel. Freik the Gemara Pshita. What was Rav Avoh being Mechadish? Meaning we know the halacha. The halacha is if 11 say guilty, 11 say innocent, one person says any idea. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to add another two. It's a Mishnah. Now, if 11 and 11 is 22, the any idea seems to be out of the picture. So you have an even number. You're adding two, you're going to still have an even number. So obviously, l'katchila, what you're doing is you're making a bezdin shakel. So Rav Avoh and Amir gets up in Beis Medrash one day and he says, "B'maysifin oisim bezdin shakel l'katchila." Of course, obvious, Rav Avoh. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you have 22, you're adding two. So naturally, l'katchila, you're making a bezdin shakel. Says the Gemara, no, Rav Avoh is saying alumnus. Because ma'u detema, I might have thought, "How to come any day command the isadam?" You're assuming the person that says any day is out of the picture. Maybe he's in the picture. L'may nafkimina v'im Omar Milso. Let's say later he comes back and he says, "You know something? I think I want to take a position. I want to say chayiv. I want to say zakeh. Shamin ole, kamash malon." That was Rabbi Vo's chiddush. The high the kamer any idea command the lesser domi. That the person that says any idea is added the picture of the omer time ole shamin ole. If later he comes back and he says something, we're not going to listen to him. That was Rabbi Vo's point. Rabbi Vo was saying, of course you know the Mishnah. You know the Mishnah. One person says any idea, so you add two. But it doesn't mean that you're making it a bezin shakel, because you're only viewing this as a bezin shakel if you assume the person that said any idea is not part of the Sanhedrin. But maybe the person that said any idea is part of the Sanhedrin. I said any idea. Yeah, but what if later he changes his mind? Meaning, do you look at this bezin now as being a bezin of 24 when you add it to? Or are you looking at it as a bezin of 25? If we take on the opinion of the any idea later, that means it's a bezin of 25. If we wouldn't listen to him later, it means it's a bezin of 24. That was Rabbi Vo's chiddush. Oisin bezin shakel lekatchila. What he was trying to say was is that we look at it as a bezin of 24, not as a bezin of 25. Again, l'mayin afkamina, if the person who originally said any yedeya later wants to take a position, he's too late. Amar afkahano, Sanhedrin shiro kudon l'chayva, is a well-known halach. If the entire Sanhedrin heard a case, and they all said guilty, so there's a case, capital punishment, murder, that's brought in front of the Sanhedrin, and all 23 Dayanim say guilty, 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 unanimously they vote guilty. The halach is patronized. This guy was off the hook. He was potter. My time, kiven the gemiri halon asdin, lemeved leischusa. Because being that the halach is that after Bezdin would come up with a guilty verdict, they would sleep on it. They would sleep on it. You weren't allowed to issue the guilty verdict right away. Because maybe Balaila, who another does Shnas HaMelech, maybe somebody in his sleep is going to suddenly see it a little bit differently. Sleep on it first, and then we'll revisit it. Good advice. Halonas did. That's what Bezdin used to do. So you see, there's an idea that even when you see it guilty, you have to try to maybe find a tzad schos, the honey, these people, sulechazuleh. They can't ever see a tzad schos. And there's a deep psychology over here. The psychology is that ordinarily, if Bezdin would be, let's say, 13 would say guilty and 10 would say zakai, there'd be a fight in the jury room. They'd be going back and forth and back. Guilty, I say zakai, prove your point, you prove my point. The shackle of attire would force them to be able to see all the possibilities. And that's what would assure us that if there was any reason to assume that this person was innocent, everyone heard what they had to say. Achri Rabban Lahatis, we could be comfortable that this person is really guilty. But if there's nobody standing and saying Zaka, if that person is not there, then we're concerned that maybe we're overlooking something. Because maybe if there was somebody saying Zaka, if there was somebody challenging you, you would be forced to see it a little bit differently. So that when you sing to the choir, it's good, right? It's very convenient. It's comfortable. Nobody challenges you. But very often, you think something. Everybody just shakes their head. Yes, dear, I agree. And you never really come to the truth. The truth comes about through opposing positions, different people seeing things differently. They work it out, they fight it out, and then they come to a verdict. That's what a verdict is supposed to be. But being that there was nobody saying Zakai, incidentally, this is the source, Lahavdol, to the devil's advocate, right? That's what that was all about. But either way, Sokhti Gemara Vaitam Rabbi Yechanan, Eimai Shivim B'Sanhedri, Ela Bali Koima. So in order for somebody to be a member of the Sanhedrin, he obviously had to be a Talmud Chacham. But in addition to that, he had to have certain physical characteristics. He had to be tall, Ubali Chachma, he had to be wise. Ubali Mara, he had to be handsome. Good Tzura. Ubali Zikna, he had to be old. Ubali Kshafim, he also had to know Kishef. V'yoydim ba'ayin Lashon, and he had to know all 70 languages. Why do you have to know all 70 languages? Shleitei Sanhedrin Sheimas, B'Yam B'Torgamin. So that if somebody comes from some distant country and he's saying Eidos, the Bezdin should be able to be Mekabel the Eidos. So in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you had to know all 70 languages. So a lot of things here that you had to put on your resume in order to qualify to be a member of the Sanhedrin. So Bali Koyme, Bali Chachma, Bali Mari, Bali Zikna, Rashi says, very simple, because you had to be an imposing person, somebody that people could respect. Otherwise, people can't respect you. Why do you have to be Bali Kshafim? It's very shver Rashi. Rashi says, because sometimes they had to deal with Kishef Machis, and they would have to know how to deal with them. Let's say somebody knew Kishef and he's trying to avoid Bezdin, so they would counter them. So it's a share Rashi here. Take a look at the second to last Rashi on the Amid. And then finally, they had to know the 70 languages. That's practical, because sometimes you have to be Mekabaledos. So maybe hire someone, have an interpreter, then it's already Ishmi Piyish, you're running into Halachic issues. Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav, Eimai Shivim B'Sanhedrin, Elo Mishi Yedei L'Tayres Asheres Menater. In order to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you had to be someone that was so smart that you can come up with a way to say that the Shmoyne Shrotzen, that are Tameh, are really Tar. That's what about Kishrin you had to be. Oh, my Rav. So Rav said, any other Vatareno, I could do it. I'll give you a Cheshmeh. Uman Nachash, a Mamus, Umar Betumatar, Madach the Nachash, the snake, which is a Mamus. It kills. Which means that it's marbatoma, because when somebody dies, it becomes tomei tomas meis. Tahar, it itself is Tahar. Sheretz, she'ene Mamus, a Sheretz that can't kill. Umarbetumah, so that it cannot be marbetumah. Einoy din sheyehetar. It shouldn't, certainly should be tar. But the Gemara says, "Vallahi imidid havi akutz ba'alma." No, it's not a raya. What about a thorn? A thorn, a sword. It also kills, but it itself is not tameh. So the fact that you kill and you're marbetumah is in and of itself not necessarily a reason that you should be tameh yourself. The Marsha says, "What's pshat in this?" Ein moishivim b'sanhedrin elamisha yodeya l'tayres asheretz." Why? So Marshall says, unbelievable. Because in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you have to be able to see a story where this person seems so guilty and try to come up with a way to find his innocence. You have to be able to be metayer the sheretz is tamei. There's no way out. Read the psukim parsha shmini. You can't avoid the fact that the sheretz is tamei. But if you're someone that could be metayer the sheretz, then maybe you're that person who at first glance will see someone and say, this person is for sure guilty. He definitely deserves to be hung. He deserves to be killed. But maybe you'll be able to be mehapach b'schus. The Sanhedrin had to be able to be mehapach b'schus. If you could be metayer the sheretz, you could be mehapach b'schus and maybe find innocence in a guilty man. Any city that doesn't have two people that know how to speak the 70 languages, the echad l'shmaya, and one person that knows how to understand the 70 languages, emay shivin b'Sanhedrin. And we seem to be talking about not the Sanhedrin Agadol now, because the Sanhedrin Agadol, everybody had to know the 70 languages. But we're talking about a bezel shachav gimel. So even a bezel shachav gimel needed people that knew all the languages. Ube Beitar says the Gemara have the Shloisha. There were three people that knew how to speak the 70 languages. Ube Yavna, the local court, the Sanhedrin Akatan in Yavna, had Arba, had four people that knew how to speak the 70 languages. Who were they? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, the Shimon HaTemani, who was done with Neim Bekark. Beisvei, Frank the Gemara, is that true? An ear that, in order for it to qualify, to have a Sanhedrin Shachav Gimel, has to have two people that speak 70 languages, meaning not more. A braisa shlishis chachkoma, a city that has a bezdin, where there are three members of the bezdin that speak 70 languages, chachoma. Rashi says, kshera, it's a kosher bezdin. Rivias, if they have four, ein lamai lehenenu. That's like the best bezdin you could possibly have. But the point is you see, you need three. Three is the minimum, not two. Says the Gemara, Rav, hu da amar ki aitano. The Tanya related to the Braisa, shnia chachoma. Two is the bare minimum. Shlishis, it's three, where ein lamai lehenenu. Three would be the perfect number. So it's not three that you need as a minimum, but rather it's two that you need as a minimum, says the Gemara. So we just mentioned over here that Shimon HaTemani was done with Nehem Bekarka, like an expression almost. He was done with Nehem Bekarka. So the Gemara now is going to go off on a slight tangent, take us to the end of today's daf, where we find different expressions or different adjectives were used to describe different tanoim. Lemeidim lefnei chachamim. Wherever you find this nusach, lemeidim lefnei chachamim, it's Levi mi Rebbe. It's Rebbe who's teaching Levi. Levi was a Talmud of Rebbe. So lemeidim lefnei chachamim. If you ever find that expression in Shas and you want to put names to the faces, you want to know who's who? It's Levi learning from Rebbe. Donim lefnei chachamim. It's Shimon ben Azai. The Shimon ben Zoyma. He said that whenever you find Donum Lefnei Chachamim, there was a fifth person that was there. Shimon, as in Shimon ben Azai. Shimon, as in Shimon ben Zayma. He added a third Shimon. That's Shimon HaTemani, Chanon HaMitzri, and Chananya ben Chachino. Rabbi Seinu Shebebavel, wherever you find Rabbi Seinu Shebebavel, it's Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Seinu Sheberetz Yisrael is Rav Abba. Dayone Goylo is Karno. Dayone de Eretz Yisrael is Rav Ami v'Rabasi. Dayone de Pumpadisa is Rav Papa bar Shmuel. Dayone de Nahardo is Rav Ada bar Menyumi. Sabi de Sura is Rav Huna v'Rav Chizdo. Sabi de Pumpadisa is Rav Yehuda v'Rav Eino. Charifi de Pumpadisa is Eifa v'Avimi, the sons B'nei Rechava. Amoiroi de Pumpadisa is Rabbi Rav Yosef. Amiroi de Nardoi is Rav Choma. Narbaloi Masnu, wherever you find that, it's Rami Brabat. Rami Bar Berebi. Omri Beirav is Rav Huna. Fake the Gemara. How could Omri Beirav Rav Huna? V'Omer Rav Huna, Omri Beirav. Rav Huna once said Omri Beirav. Elo Rav Amnuna. Amri Bemarova is Rabbi Yirmiya. Sholchu Mitam, whenever you find that you find many places in Shas. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, he's the one that sent it. Mechakwa Lo Bemarova, they were laughing at this halach in Marova. Who's that? Rabbi Lazar. Fake the Gemara of Sholchu Mitam with Divi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. How could you tell Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Sholchu Mitam? But you find the Gemara where it says Sholchu Mitam with Divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, says the Gemara, Ella Epoch Sholchu Mitam Rabbi Lazar Mechaku Allah B'Marava Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. We'll just conclude with one aura. So we just mentioned the Gemara, that the Gemara says that in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you had to know all 70 languages. The Rambam brings it. The Rambam is in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Kishem Shebez de Menuka Bitzedek. Just like Bezdin, they had to be spiritually perfect. Kach Tzrichen Liyo is Menuka Mikomu Me'agof. They also had to be physically. V'tzorech Lehishtadel V'livdoik U'lechapesh Yiyu Kulam Bali Seva, Bali Koyma, Bali Mara, Nevoini Lachash. The Rambam, by the way, it sounds like it's not Ma'akev, maybe. Tzorech Lehishtadel, you have to find, what if you can't find 70 people that meet this very specific criteria? So you're not going to have a Sanhedrin, but you have to try. You have to be Mechapes, you have to be Boydik, you have to do as good a job as possible. And then the Rambam says, additionally, you need to try to find people, Shiyu Yoidim Beroiv Alashoinis, people that speak a majority of the languages, Kidesh Leitia Sanhedrin Sheimas Mipiyam Maturgamim. So that you shouldn't have to hear Mipiyam Maturgamim. So the Rambam says that the Sanhedrin didn't have to speak all 70 languages, but Roiv Alashoinis. They had to be able to speak the majority of the 70 languages. It sounds like a big Kiddush, right? I always thought the Sanhedrin had to speak all 70 languages. The Rambam says not all 70 languages, but most of the 70 languages. So we'll just conclude. So we'll just conclude with a ha'ara, ha'ara from the Chida.
It's practically
I guess between all of them, somebody will have it, right? So I'll just conclude with one ha'ara that the Mishnah in Masechtes Shkolim. It's in Masechtes Shkolim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. With the Gemara, had it before. Here it is. The Masechtes Shkolim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. With the Gemara over there discusses different people that had different positions in the Beis HaMikdash. Elo hein hamamunim shahayu b'mikdash. Yoichanan ben Pinchas, ala chisamois. Achia, ala nesochim. Masya ben Shmuel, ala paisos. Psachya ala kinim. He was in charge of the kinim. Kinim were the birds that were brought as korbanos that women typically would bring. A yoledes would bring kinim, or a zava would bring kinim. So who was the person that was in charge of dealing with the kinim? It was Psachya. Says the Mishnah. Rest of the story. Psachya is a mordechai. Psachya was mordechai at tzadik. V'lomen nikrishma Psachya. Why was mordechai called Psachya? Shoya peseach dvarim v'darshan v'yodeya v'shivim lashon. Because he knew how to be peseach. He knew how to open up a conversation with anybody. Because he was able to speak all 70 languages. So being that he knew how to speak all 70 languages, that's why he got the name Psachya. And he got the job of being in charge of the kinim, because who brought the kinim? Women. Women who didn't know how to speak Lashon Kodesh, they knew how to speak their mamalushin from the shtetl, wherever in the world they came from. They came to be a luregel, they had to bring karbonas, so they would bring their karbonas. So they needed someone who understood all 70 languages. So who understood all 70 languages? It was Psachya. He was the one that understood it. He spoke all. Who was it? It's Mordechai. By the way, Mordechai is referred to in the beginning of Sefer Ezra as Mordechai Bilshon. Bilshon Miloshon Loshon. Mordechai spoke all 70 languages. Now, every little child knows that Mordechai at Tzadik spoke all 70 languages. He knows it from the story of Bixam Viseresh. But the emes is that it wasn't just Mordechai that knew all 70 languages, just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that all the members of the Sanhedrin had to understand all 70 languages. So, shtelzach the shayla, that what's the big deal? Mordechai at Tzadik, he knew all 70 languages. That's why he goes down as Psachya. He's Memuna Lakinim. He knows how to deal with the people, these foreigners that are coming and bringing karbonas, women that are, they don't know how to speak Lashon Kodesh. They need someone who could deal with it. Technically, any member of the Sanhedrin should have been able to do that. What's the big deal that it's Mordechai at Tzadik? You know who asks this kasha? The Gemara. It's a Gemara in Masechtes Menachos, Daf Samech Hei Amud Aleph. Oh, but freak the Chidah. I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. Because the Rambam just said, he edited the Gemara, that the Sanhedrin didn't have to know all 70 languages. They had to know Roiv HaLashonis. They had to know the majority of it. That means you didn't have to know all 70 languages to be a member of the Sanhedrin. You just had to know the majority. If you knew 36, you're already in business. That's enough in order for you to be a member. So maybe that was the godless of Mordechai. Mordechai didn't just know the majority. Mordechai know all of them. And that's why he's Psachya, and that's why he was Ramon Alakinim. Azay Freit Echidah, and we will end with